Hello, this is Megan Stewart with Gemini's Natural Chickens. Welcome to our second episode. Sorry I haven't recorded sooner, but even before everything went crazy in the world, it was kind of getting a little, overwhelmed here. But I just wanted to kind of just talk to you guys about everything that's going on and what it could mean for us poultry farmers. If you have people coming to you asking about getting chicks or chickens, make sure you do help inform them the care that is needed to take care of them at each stage of their life. Make sure that they have the ability to do this. I've had to talk to some people and they want to get those little prefabricated coops, which is all well and good because they're already built, but they're not weatherproof. They will literally get destroyed within a year or so, especially here in Texas when it does rain, because when it rains, it rains. Especially here in the hill country, we get lots of floods. But you want a coop that you can actually walk into. And this is just from experience. I am 5'3". So yes, I'm short. My husband's just over 6 foot. We need coops that we can walk in, especially myself, that I'm not bending over. Because by the end of the day, I go in my coops at least twice a day, in the morning and in the evening, to let them out and close them up. And then add on an extra one or two visits, just making sure they have food and water. And when you go into these coops, you want to make sure you can stand fully. You want to make sure that you're not having any issues, with your back and stuff like that. Because I actually had my back go out on me a couple years ago. When it comes to chicks, you want to make sure you have everything you need. Heat lamp and or brooder plate. I actually like to use both. With the heat lamp extremely secured, and that's something that people don't realize either. So just help inform them. If you're out at Tractor Supply or your feed store or whatever local store that has chicks, ask them, hey, do you already have chickens? Let me help you to know what you'll need to know. Because a lot of these places, they might be somewhat knowledgeable, but not all of them are. Not all of them have chickens. So just make sure that you help. We don't want a lot of people doing this, and then in a year or so, all of a sudden we start hearing horrible stuff happening because people don't realize the care it takes, not to mention just them not wanting to do it anymore. Because they only needed the eggs right now. A lot of people don't realize that, yes, they're getting chicks now. So, yeah, you'll get eggs, but you'll get eggs in a minimum of 6 months. So you want to make sure that you are going in this well-versed. You want to make sure that you have all the information you need. You know what the final outcome is. Be prepared if you have to put down a chick or an adult. Not a lot of people are prepared for that. Even the ones who have been, doing the poultry husbandry for a while, for me, it's even hard. It's hard to have to do that. We had to put down a hen a few months back, but it's just one of those things where it's going to happen. Be prepared. So make sure you research. This is something that I cannot stress enough. Research, research, research. Get answers from people that you may know that's already in the chicken world. Add yourself to as many chicken groups on Facebook as possible. Ask as many questions as you possibly can in all those groups. And then go research. Go Google. I'd say the library, but I don't know what books are in the library and how up to date they are. So Google be more of your best friend in regarding to that. But research, research, research. Get all your information. Don't just take one person's point of view and stick with it. You need multiple people's, because with chickens, one thing will work for one person and another will not work for the other. So you have to make sure you have as much information as you possibly can. My husband, his place came with chickens, so they have wild chickens. And so when I moved onto the property, they already had chickens, but they've never had domesticated chickens. So before we ever actually had chickens like that, I literally, at the time, did not have a job. So I was up until 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning, Googling and researching everything, asking questions, in every group I was added to, especially to the groups of the certain breeds that I was wanting. I'm a researcher. That's what I like to do. I like to make myself knowledgeable into anything that I'm interested in. So if I'm interested in something, I'm going to go fully dive deep in that and get as much information as I possibly can to make sure that I'm set. So if you're going to get chicks and you're new to the chicken world, whether it's chickens, quails, most likely chickens right now, but there's turkeys, ducks, guineas, pheasants, and much more that you could potentially have, you want to make sure you have the information at hand before you bring those babies home. There have been some in the past where they go by the babies and they don't know to buy the heat lamp. So their babies are literally cold, they're freezing, because chicks cannot regulate their temperature until they are fully feathered at about a month, month and a half old, depending on the breed and the sex. Because some breeds, the males feather out more slowly than the actual females of that breed. So their feathers won't come in as soon as the females. It's just one of those things where you need to make sure you research. Also, depending on where you're getting the chicks from, the store, the label might not be correct. You will rarely ever get true Americana, which is A-M-E-R-A-U, A-C-A-U-N-A, it won't have an I in it. If it has an I in it, they are Easter Eggers. They are not a true breed, they are just a mutt. So there's other ones where, like, some stores will have, it'll say Barred Rock, which is a black and white chicken. They're usually, they're Barred Rock because they have barring on their feathers, but they're black and white chickens. As chicks, they are black with some spots of yellowish white on them somewhere, usually a spot on their head that'll determine on if they're male or female. And sometimes you will see red or yellow chicks in that bin, and that is not a Barred Rock, or vice versa. You'll see a Buff Orpington or a Rhode Island Red bin, and those guys will be more of an orange or red, yellow color, and there'll be black chicks in there. That's not the correct breed. So you have to be aware as to what you are getting. Each breed has different requirements in regarding, like, what kind of breed they are. You have meat, dual purpose, and egg layers. Egg layers will lay more throughout the year. Meat will be where they don't lay as much. Basically, egg layers lay up more towards about 300 days a year. Meat layers lay more closer to 200 something, maybe even less. They're going to be more for meat, so they will be heavier and thicker. And then you'll have dual purpose, which will be in between 250 and 300 something eggs a year, and they'll be a little bit heavier than your regular laying hens, so you can butcher the meat or the dual purpose to have for dinner at another later time, if that's something that you're looking into. You'll also have the special ornamental breeds like Silkies and Polish, and there's a bunch more. So I just suggest during this time, don't just decide you want chickens. Research first, find out who's local to you that already has them. See if they will allow you to come and look at their setup for the chickens and the chicks, and get as much information as you possibly can, is all I can say. Hopefully I will have some more. I'm working from home right now from work, and I should be able to hopefully get more podcasts out there. I appreciate you listening, and sorry if I sound like I'm blabbing or just kind of like going here and there, but trying to remember everything I wanted to talk about. If you have any questions, do not hesitate to email me at gemini'snaturalschickens@gmail.com. And I am on Facebook under Gemini's Naturals Chickens as well. I will talk to you guys later. Have a great day. Bye.